I'm just about starting to get the hang of this February lark. Basically, I wait till everybody else has done their recordings, see what they've booed about, and take that as the subject of the day. Today seems to be about a secret hobby. Now, I must say, I haven't actually listened. I don't know why I extended that. I haven't actually listened to many of the boos yet, many of the recordings. I always feel slightly self-conscious talking about booze, but maybe I shouldn't. So I don't know whether people have taken a literal interpretation. I can't speak this evening. I haven't drunk anything. Promise. Well, apple juice, that's it. Whether people have taken a literal interpretation of it or done something else with it, I don't know. But anyway, I'm going to walk my own path here. And what crept into my mind, I wouldn't say it leapt in because it did take a little bit of thinking, but what crept into my mind was not a secret hobby that I have now, because it just wouldn't be very secret, would it? But it's a semi-secret hobby that I once had back in the misty days of the past, when I could see the end of a pen and the line that it connected to on the page. So this was sort of, well, I think it was from sort of primary school age up to about sort of middle of secondary school. I used to draw maps. Not maps of real places, but maps of places that, well, fictional places, but I suppose based on a modicum of reality. And what fascinated me were road junctions and streets and cityscape and that sort of thing. And I used to draw these intricate maps, just, a pen on plain paper, lines connecting. If anybody else looked at it and without realising what it was, they probably saw a load of squares or something. But each one was a city or a part of a city, which evolved from my pen. It would start more often than not with a motorway and a junction coming off it, and then some main roads, some arterial roads would head inwards, and streets would spill off those, and little lanes off those, and little neighbourhoods would spring up in certain areas, areas of industry in others. I might then plot in the route of a new sort of relief road or bypass or something like that. And then, of course, the importance of railway lines and even the paths of underground tracks dotted onto the map. The main station would put in, parks would be added in, usually a river of some kind, and I would continue until there wasn't a road that was unfinished, everything in its place, everything closed off at the end, building up this very intricate map of this imaginary area. So that's my sort of secret hobby from the past. I can't work them out now. Either my brain or my sight doesn't quite do it. When doing something like that, it's fairly critical, I think. Well, I suppose when writing or drawing anything, it's reasonably critical that you can see both pen and the lines that you're trying to join up at the same time, and I can't do that. So it is a hobby that died some years ago. Probably a good job, really, because you'll be thinking I'm very odd now. But, you know, I could have been a cartographer or something. Don't think it would have been a very good one. And to be honest, if I wasn't making up imaginary places, then it wouldn't have been quite so fun. So, I hope that was of some interest to people. I'm going to sleep now.